Good morning, Merry Christmas, and welcome to Coffee with Anne Midweek Devotion. First of all, I have tried the peppermint stick hot chocolate homemade mocha coffee. I crushed half a candy cane, melted it in 2 tablespoons of boiling water, filled my cup half full, added 2 heaping teaspoons of hot chocolate mix, stirred, and added the remaining coffee to fill the cup. The result? It's pretty good. It was fun making it. But I must admit, it is a long way from the sweet goodness of Starbucks version. As we come together on this day before the day before, I hope you are sitting down in a warm, cozy spot in sight of your Christmas tree with coffee of your choice. Relax and let's share some time looking at the theme for this very special fourth week of Advent, love and peace. I'm reading from John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Save the world. God gave up his Son to live, love, teach, and die, knowing full well the suffering he would have to experience, so that we could learn and understand how to love and live, so we could experience peace, even in turmoil. So we could look forward to a life without turmoil or pain eternally. John 13:34-35, Jesus speaking. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. This past Sunday, George and I joined the Sunday morning on the porch service. The focus of the discussion was peace and what part we play in bringing peace to the world. Georgine, presented us with a novel idea. The analogy between COVID-19 and how it spreads to other persons through exposure. And the spreading of God's love through exposure to one who is infected with God's loving behavior. In this sense, they are really very similar. It was suggested that those who are already infected with God's love and display symptoms of attention to others' needs, patience, forgiveness, encouragement, generosity can and will infect those who have not yet been exposed to the reality of God's love. This means if we expose all those we come in contact with at work, in the neighborhood, and at home with godly symptoms, his love infection could spread like COVID-19. One infected person leads to another one becoming infected. That leads to another and on and on. Our symptoms could cause others to be infected without us even knowing it. Now, if you need some proof that this theory can work, will work, I have a suggestion for you. Watch a feel-good Christmas movie. Yes, I know, they are all feel-good movies, and they are all fiction. But as you watch the characters, you are likely reminded of someone who fits the real-life description. Some examples. Anger and stress turns to calm and peace, The Christmas Story. Selfishness turns to generosity, Scrooge. The have-nots become the heroes, Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Panic and despair are cured by love and generosity. It's a wonderful life. Misfits become the perfects, the Grinch and Elf. With all of this in mind, here we are at the shining light of Christmas. Peace, love, and goodwill are what we all long for, hope for, pray for, wish for. This need seems to be concentrated at this season of the year. So, give it a try. Get out there and expose someone to this powerful infection. Through the symptoms of God's love, and watch peace spread. Merry Christmas and a blessed new year to you all. Let us pray. This idea of your love as an infection sounds pretty silly, Lord. But the simple truth is the loving behavior of one who loves as you love calls to those who so desperately are searching for your peace. Help us to be that infecting person. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may you and yours have a joy-filled Christmas and a happy New Year.